love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This podcast, as always, is sponsored by the wonderful people at manscaped.com. You know the crack. It's the world-leading device for shaving that nutbag. And, you know, I called them up one day and I said, is this strictly for men's genitalia? And they said, how are we to know? You can use it on whatever you want. So now they're pushing it out to the ladies. So if you're a lady out there and you want to buy this for yourself or gift it to someone and you listen to this podcast, you can go to manscaped.com and use the code GEMBANT1 and get 20% off. As always, I recommend buying the care package where you get the little leather travel bag. You can put all your goodies in there. You can put your lawnmower in there. Your lawnmower 4.0, that is. Your weed whacker that goes in your ears. But they do everything now. They got shampoo. They got shower gel. They got other, you know, wet shave materials. They got the ball toner still. They got everything in there. Just get the whole package. Get the boxers. Get a tattoo that says manscaped.com. Get it all. But the main thing is, summer's coming up and, you know, you got to get that gleaming bag for summer. So it's manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBANT1 for 20% off. Enjoy the podcast, my guys. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Today we are piling many vapes, fluids, things into us to keep us going. Well, we'll take one of these. This isn't advised.
Then
People at YouTube. Do you want them? Stick it up in your gums.
No.
We'll see how long it'll last.
No, that looks like the fucking thing that comes in a box of shoes that says do not eat.
Aye, but you're not eating it. You're just, we've got the, what do you call them now?
Silica gel.
Snooze.
Do you use this gear now?
At uni.
At uni? You were back in the uni days?
Oh, aye, because I lived with a few Danish and Norwegians. And they're all about.
Oh, of course.
Fellas or women?
Both.
Oh, any sexy ones?
All of them.
I remember, was Doug Stanhope saying, like, sort of people from that area of the world? Scandinavians. He's like, they're good looking, but they're not sexy. And I know what he means.
There's no fuck me in their eyes. Isn't that what
that's
said?
What he said. Yeah. Now fuck out in your mouth.
Serbia? Now that's when you get a look of, I will fuck you for best butt.
Oh, I like that.
And then you're all, mister, I'm just trying to find the McDonald's.
I like a pale Middle Eastern.
And I can't read Syracuse or whatever that fucking font is you use. Wingdings?
Do you want one then?
No.
Try it.
I'm a wee bit scared. No, because I'm smoking fags and vaping.
It doesn't matter. You can't OD on nicotine. You put it up in your gum.
Famous last words.
Oh, that feels like a wee
bit. That's wet.
It feels like the line of a nappy. I imagine.
Wait till you taste it.
Where do you, up the top or in the bottom?
Wherever you want.
Trying to think which bit's less receding on me.
I'm waiting for yours to do it.
Shove it up in there. Do you get one now? Oh, he's got it in. No, you got to ride the wave of the sting.
Yeah. Oh, that's stinking.
It's rotten. The menthe.
That's not nice at all.
You keep it in, it's going to sting up, and then you'll get the wee nicotine after.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I've got a bad one.
Do you feel it stinging?
Oh, do I?
Oh, no. Oh. That's not pleasant.
I feel like, you know,
what fucking divorced dad give you this?
Santa?
Santa Claus?
Keep it up in there, right out the stick. Like, Niall's just sitting over there stone-faced. He's been through it.
Yeah, Danish bastard.
Did the ones you tried sting?
They weren't minty. Like this one.
Do you think it's the minty giving you the sting? Oh, he's heating up.
That's the word. Now you Danish, here you?
Brought to you by At First We Feast. That's like hot ones. That's terrible.
It's giving me a migraine, but it's all good.
I think my gums are sliding off.
I imagine this one is like if you get gonorrhea. I say I imagine.
Imagine. Rub it around your bulb. We'll soon find out.
I don't like that.
Keep it in there. Let it sting.
How long do you have to leave it in for?
About like 20 minutes.
Keep it in there. Let it sting. You've said that before.
How long's the wave?
How long's a piece of 20 minutes?
Which I don't like it.
Keep it in, you fannies. Anyway, how are you boys? You good?
I'm good. I'm good. You better than coming on a podcast and sticking something burning in your mouth before you start.
No, that's all good.
I'm not doing that.
It's all good.
Dirty, rotten, gypsy shit in my mouth.
Look at the funniest bit's him trying to laugh.
Are you chewing? I was like, I get mine.
You trying to laugh without letting it fall in your mouth?
Is it creaming it or something?
That's not good for you.
It's like, that's
going to ruin your Invisalign.
Hear that bit. Oh, do you remember the Kevin Hart bit about the gangsters like trying not to laugh?
It's like fucking the Godfather reboot.
I've gone in the future. It gives you a wee bit of Grinch vibes. You know, it gives you a fat top look. You're like,
I think it's more Elephant Man vibes. My fucking head just got a model.
Hey, talk sure.
Elephant Man vibes. Could you be in a remake of that?
XY. Give me enough fucking.
They just tack on like a wee scone to the side of your head, and then
the elephant. Then
give me enough bags of wagon wheels. I could probably recreate it all right.
I'm gonna see what the Elephant Man looks like, just so that we know how many prosthetics.
That's awful. I know it's coming down now. Someone's turning the hitting off.
Jesus Christ!
Are you leaving it in there? Leaving it. Leave it in. That's the name of the podcast. We're leaving it in. Let's see if we can do a side by side. McCann, you're not far off it. Get a few.
Is that the actual one or is that the movie one?
Get a few snooze into you, and
is it contagious?
Elephantitis.
Takes the contagious to brush his hair.
There's the real one.
Jesus.
Oh, why?
Clatter.
The whole head down. Well, not even just the head.
We have the same chest, to be fair.
Aye. Although, if you blank everything out, look at that left arm. The left arm's jacked.
Oh, why, young as fuck?
I feel like he's doing most of the
If left. You blank everything out, the right ear's pretty jacked fucking as well.
There's the movie there.
Man has AirPods like a memory foam pillow.
Do you ever see? Yeah, I follow a lot of like jujitsu pages, and all them cunts have no ears. Like,
oh, why?
And every one of them, you know, it's like a joke. They're trying to put the fucking AirPods in. It's just like trying to shove it into a cauliflower.
Yeah, rugby lads all have the same shit too.
Would you rather be like a flanker and have one cauliflower ear, or would you just take the both of them?
Take the both of them.
I did have the even out. Aye.
You don't want just one big stinker on the side. Yeah. Have you gone into the future a wee bit with that?
Yeah, I think
it feels a bit.
Yeah, it's did you dip that in LSD?
How you feeling now?
All right.
You feeling the neck, don't you?
I moved her over.
Did you? The shoulder?
Oh, are you cheating bastard?
I think I'm getting, you know, a calloused gum up there because the first two I did, I've only had two out of that pack, and the first two were killing me.
That's horrible.
But it's all good now.
I feel like I'm going to take a sip. My teeth be gleaming white.
Nope.
I think your teeth will just come out.
They'll be gleaming white with me in your hand. Like, fuck at them. Like the end of the Goonies.
My favorite. Like a fortune of the tooth fairy.
My favorite is watching you trying to laugh without it falling out.
Oh, fuck.
You boys had a wee sleepover last night. How was that?
It was lovely. Set up all night, talked about comedy and watch videos and all.
Was there any drink taken?
There wasn't.
No.
I know. We were on the way around to my car. I was like, man, this is the first time we're going to be fucking staying in the same gaff and not getting pissed.
Uh-huh.
And Cal was like, I know, sir. And I was like, do you want to get pissed?
He's taking it out.
I've had enough.
I'm taking it in. You haven't got the good bit yet.
What's the good bit? When it stops hurting? That's shit.
No, but that's when it all kicks into the system.
It feels like if you were getting a tattoo in your mouth.
Okay.
I can taste blood, to be fair.
Fuck. They're weird. They're stingy and salty.
My gum's still warm.
I get piss in your eye.
I think that's because I'm eating salted caramel protein bars.
Yeah. Who's? Fucking jacked, son.
Crash in on them titties.
He was like, that's a pile of junk, that stuff.
Who said that?
The protein bar.
In the shop. He was like, you're not boxing anymore, you're eating a pile of junk. And I was like, it's protein bar and Coke Zero, fuck you. And him buying a chalk pop, cheeky cunt. And Diet Coke full of aspartame. She's away. What is that? Fuck? I was like,
who's buying a chalk pop at like 3:30 in the afternoon?
Some weird
yes, I'm fucking.
I actually probably listened to the podcast, so.
I'm. So what's this? Hello, ye.
That's how I wave now.
He's watching on his wee iPad with a handle.
Like that.
Master.
You go to sleep, huh? Go to sleep, man.
So someone tried to fucking chocolate shame me at the till?
I mean, in fairness, I did spend £37 on protein bars and Coke Zeros.
That's a pile of junk.
For the buys, like.
It's good for you, it's protein.
Yeah.
That's all I have to do now is write protein on it. And
I saw the rope protein on the side of pepperamis.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, sitting free.
All the one time.
Yama.
You do eat like wee dog treats, don't you? I've been
I do like a pepperami. Like, I remember one time going to a garage, me and you went to a garage, and I was hungover as fuck. And
that was like our old life.
Yeah,
that's all we.
I think we first met.
We did separately now.
But we went to this garage, and I got there's a wrap that I like out of I don't know if it's center or spar, but it's like a Mexican chicken wrap. So it's got chicken, fucking spicy mayo, cheese, jalapenos, peppers. Lovely for a wee hangover. And I bought it, and he was genuinely angry at me. He was like, I've been more fucked off than you in my entire
life. That was like what I was saying about Tim. It was the first time he nearly said fuck. And it was because I was at the deli in the spar. He goes, hey, can I get the belly buster? And he goes, man, the freaking belly buster.
But the belly buster's whenever the
you
girl.
You fat freck.
The belly buster's when the girl comes out from behind the counter and blows in your tummy. Here you go, wee man.
That'd be lovely with a hangover.
It would be nice.
Thank you, Teresa.
Fuck a blowjob, I just want someone to blow my stomach.
Just pressure. I'll be blowing my own stomach all week.
Making fart noises in it.
Give me a wee raspberry on the belly.
Let go of my finger. Let go of my finger.
There'd be nothing more humiliating, you know, if you're feeling a bit self-conscious and someone's like, just right in the middle of your gut. Can you do that, you know, in an oral sex act to somebody?
Well, just like blow
the raspberry.
Blow raspberries in the vagina.
In the vaginas?
Yeah.
Suppose you could, but it would blow them back. Wouldn't it depend on the size of the flaps? It'd be like the elephant man.
Fill her up a wee bit.
Like trying to go with a predator. You are one ugly motherfucker.
Like a dirty.
I want the girl. Like,
oh, the depths hit now.
The depths hit now. I laugh myself unconscious.
10 minutes in the podcast, we're talking about blowing raspberries in the face.
Well, it gets worse. Like, you were talking Lavery's out about that video you seen.
Well, I've talked about this. I've talked about it on my own podcast, but I'll talk about it in every podcast.
The message has to get out there.
Yeah, it has to be out there. You just need to watch it. So, I was on TikTok and Angela White, fantastic actress.
Yes.
She has psoriasis too. Yes. White bad psoriasis.
Sisterhood.
Oh, Christ.
A couple of belly busters.
All over. And she was on a podcast and somebody was like, what's the best fucking thing you've ever shot in porn? And she was like, oh, I did this movie with Rocco and it was like amazing. So I was like, I'm going to look at this. And I used to watch Angela White and have a wee tug. And now I watch her and go, you are an athlete woman.
Like, yeah.
I once seen her take up the ass with from a guy who had the biggest, blackest cock on the planet. His dick was that big. He was rounding into her hole and his hips weren't even touching her arse cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he was still a good foot out.
He's like reading his phone across the room.
I swear to God, when you could have backed the lorry in between the two of them, like,
chin ups in the middle.
I swear to God, it was fucking shocked.
Clothes rack in the middle.
There was a hand party limo on there.
So we love practicing free kicks.
And here we are at the high jump at the Olympic Games. Some guys fucking. But so what was the, so yeah,
anyway, back to serious.
Yeah, she's in this video with this guy Rocco, and there's nothing sexy about it. Like, it starts, they're already riding, so I think it's part of an hour long thing. There's a 10-minute fucking preview on Pornhub.
Yeah.
So they're already in the midst of it. Her fake eyelashes hanging off like a fucking windscreen wiper. She's just covered in spit, like he's just been gobbling on her the whole time, and she's like, and he's bombing her, but into a sofa. So you're not even seeing any of the sexy stuff. You're just seeing an asshole and balls, and this poor girl looking like a fucking crash test dummy. Up against the sofa, and then there's a bit where he drags her along the floor, and I find myself going, that's a tiled floor, her tits must be freaking. Do you know, like, you know you watch too much porn, you're that desensitized to it. And then he puts her legs behind her head, bums her from atop, facing the opposite direction, like a reverse 69, right? Like he's just dipping his dick in.
Sex?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going the full Hillsborough. Right? Cut that out. That dip stuff's not bad, actually. Out of my mind. So he's like, he's bombing her, but he's look, and it's like, there's no fucking, like, he's not pursing it in, he's just dropping it in. Dunk, dunk. And then, so her leg's like that, he's fucking bombing her, and then he pulls her around, she's facing the opposite direction, and it looks like he's going to get on her shoulders, and he puts his dick over the top of her head, so his dick and balls are on top of her head, like one of them goofy hats from Disney World. And then she just starts uncontrollably farting. And I'm like, why is this on the internet?
How long was this video?
10 minutes, man. I don't know, I came halfway through, I don't know. But she's like, it's just a real... You go, I don't know how much money they had to give you to get that degraded.
Yeah.
But she's going, oh, yeah.
And yeah, you can.
It was off her head. And just fucking fart. Like, big fucking loose farts.
Is that just from, from the air created from the dog?
I don't know, but it's proper. Like, it's not like... Or... Or yeah. Even it's like
remember you used to come on this podcast and be like, did you see that documentary about the murder that happened, you know, like something tame. Remember just reviewing
Netflix could have fucking made a documentary about that movie,
and then she said they made one about Rocco and everyone watched it. Have you seen the start of it?
No,
it's absolutely hilarious.
His like routine when he drinks and eats in a day or something like that.
Are you watching this fucking on GQ? Or
no, what's
the 10 items you can't live without?
No, he drinks and then takes a load of lines or something. Like, he's a routine, but it's a mad one.
No, but
that's the Wolf of Wall Street.
The start of the documentary is like a super slow-mo shot of just this male body in the shower, and the camera just like swings down, and just the suds are just rolling off his pipe.
Aye.
His dead pipe is just like a fucking iguana just hanging there.
Class.
And then he goes into this, like the story he tells at the start of it, he's like, you know, like how did you, like he's addicted to sex and it's like ruined his marriage. You're like, oh no, yeah, no shit. And he was like, my first sexual encounter was my mother died and, geez, have you seen this?
No.
He's like, my mother died and at her funeral, I just felt uncontrollably attracted to her friend or something. He basically just like jumped up, whipped his cock out, shoved it in his ma's mate's mouth, bust. And he basically at the start is going, here's the one time I fully face raped a lady and that's how I got in the business. It's disturbing. Jesus.
Hang on, so he bucked her at the funeral?
just forced himself into her head?
Just thought he was at her with an egg onion sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
He's out of the game.
Hey, Patricia, it's quite enough now. It's quite enough now. Now that everyone's headed on.
Either say it's the second day when people come in.
Speaking of coming in. But it was like massively just, it was basically
turn that photo of Jesus around quick.
He's like, I was so... Cover the TV.
She's got the candles blue.
He's like so upset about his ma. He's like, I must fuck somebody in the face.
Well, that's how you get over grief. That's like what the
I remember my granddad died. Jesus fuck. I togged the belly of myself.
I lay next door had some fucking.
Jesus Christ, doing the offer trip. What a fucking psycho.
A lunatic, like. It was like one of those stories you're like, hey.
What kind of porn does he watch? Do you know what I mean? Does he watch fucking soldiers coming home and greeting their dogs? And he's like, fuck.
Someone coming back from Australia after 3 years.
Did this spell make me very hard?
Yeah.
One day the dog had mange and then they fixed it and it was rehomed and I bust everywhere.
I one time seen a video of dog being reunited with dog mother and I so hard.
The soldier at the airport. And they'll come home.
Have you ever seen The Notebook?
Otherwise turn out like Saddam Hussein.
I only did two voices, one's my own.
Yeah, imagine TikTok's the only thing he busts through. He's like,
there's a man, he make a burger, but instead of burger bap, two donuts. I ejaculate.
No, actually, that's me.
Yes. That's all three of us. Is there two types of cheese on burger? Three types now, lad?
Oh, would you stop?
Throwing ribbons in the guest room?
Stuff
I love when he said that. He's been moved into the guest room in his house and upgrade.
Have you?
I from the bunk bed.
He got upgraded in Chateau de McCann. So he's no longer.
I want some of the coats in that guest room, sir.
I mean, some of the.
I've been knocking on it. I don't even want to have that.
Do you mean coats of jizz or just like extra coats?
The radiator's broken.
Where to throw this coat?
It's me wanking in my guest room with four layers on me.
So he's developed a problem now.
Developed?
No.
I've been this way?
Aye, but you're talking about, does everybody not lie on their side and have a wank? Like, no, because not everybody sleeps in a bunk bed where the tip of your cock hits the roof. So now he's like, you know when they let a cow out in the field for the first time in spring? He's in this, he's jumping around the fucking guest rooms.
I watched the video of cows being around the field. I was so hard.
They released first time in spring. Squirt, squirt.
This was one of these things where I said it to him and I was like, everyone kind of maybe has one of these as a treat. And I was like, do you ever just wank on your side? And he's like, no, you fucking sociopath.
Uncomfortable.
I can't even wank under a blanket. I have to like fucking
no
let it all up. Let the air out of it. Like a wound.
Get a good waft at the cock.
Yeah.
So you're not guest room, just a bit of elbow room, fucking throwing loads out.
I don't know what to do with myself, to be honest with you.
Does your mother listen to this podcast?
Oh, why?
Does she?
Okay. Yeah.
Jesus, she'll be in there with a Glade plug in tomorrow morning. Did she? That's the other thing you told me. His mom. Tell him this.
So, my
a Glade butt plug in?
My mom goes to me, you lying bastard, you're selling them vapes. And I was like, no. And she goes, I fucking find one in the bathroom cabinet. And I was like, I'm pretty fucking retarded, like, but I'd never leave a vape in a bathroom cabinet. And then she went in. I goes, go ahead and show me. Show me the vape. And she goes, right, not a bother. Walks out. It was a fucking thing to put in the Glade plug.
But here, if you're stuck,
aye,
you wait, wait for an hour over the top.
Fuck strawberry kiwi. I'm on the jasmine.
On the jasmine.
As long as you like Christmas here. She just goes, I'm jonesing. Fucking back in the game. I'll vape bongs.
I dabs in the fuck.
Sit my full cap.
I'm Brogdon, all right.
Do you ever see those fucking intervention shows in America where like their family gets together and they're like, oh yeah, Davey here is addicted to just sniffing like fucking aerosols.
Well, that's what this is. Stop whacking on your side.
Never.
We try to loosen you up with a snooze. Catch you off guard.
Speaking of loosening up, I do feel a wee bit fucking...
No word. But guess it.
Oh, you were, what did you think?
And
you
felt? Did a wee Angela White there.
Angela shit.
I drag over to the toilet by the hair.
Angela White.
Shit in the bathroom tiles.
Oh my god, my ribs.
Do you think a female Australian accent is sexy or it ruins it a bit?
No, I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'd off. Yeah, I'd
what about Scouser? Female Scouser. Like it?
Scouser.
Yeah. Female Glasgow too gets me fucking.
Oh, why?
Absolutely.
You gotta eat, man.
Why?
You gotta have that. He's a squidward booby.
There's dirt on.
Fucking Rob C. Nesbitt talking you off.
He's a fag. I'm gonna give you something.
Chlamydia?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Chlamydia. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Want salt and sauce?
Well, no, I've already got some.
Scottish chippies, shite.
The chips are class, but that's salt and sauce shit. Can get the fuck out of my face.
What's the sauce? The loose
it's
brown
like
sauce?
It's vinegar and brown sauce, aye. It's fucking rotten.
I've never even had that.
I got that one time, accidentally asked for a kebab with house sauce, and they gave me that shit instead of, I thought it was going to be mm-hmm. wee spicy mayo, wee taco.
Mm-hmm.
And like a kebab with that fucking...
Tramps.
Stink.
Tramps. Chippies over here are late. So you were you had a wee sleepover and a wee what's the morning routine look like at Mac's house when you get up in the morning?
It's me apologising for the mess because you weren't supposed to be staying.
Me apologising for being a burden.
Me pulling just dry cacks off the wall. Sorry about that, man. Yeah. On my side, you know how it goes. I had to go and get my car fixed this morning, so I was like, I'll send my way on, get the car fixed, go back down. Did a workout.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting, didn't eat until about half two there.
Yeah. Tell me about the, what did you do at the gym? What the boys hit today? Back and buys, tits and tries?
Full program?
Yeah, full program. Upper body, all upper. Don't do legs, fuck legs.
Don't do legs.
Nah, you don't need to.
The genie.
Carting us about?
Absolutely.
The genie workout? Carting us about? Every day's leg day for me. From the second I stand up.
When we'd all been fasting, fair bit of you had something like half decent. And as soon as it hit 12 o'clock, I was straight to the center of Delhi. It was like summer fried chicken, crispy onions, and Southwest sauce.
But you earned it.
That's it.
I got it. There's, you know those Go Pig or Go Home, like ready meals?
Go Pig or Go Home?
Yeah. Right.
Tell them the one you got today.
Fucking buffalo mac and cheese.
Oh, damn.
Chicken in it?
Under 500 calories.
Jesus.
Where would you get it?
Unbelievable.
Lurgan? Right. That's where.
Are they sponsoring you, are they?
No. But if you want to. I'll lose a bit of weight first and then maybe see you get on.
What's it called again?
Go Pig or Go Home.
Okay. Sexy.
Your day, they're really good fucking like
alternative.
Yeah.
Meals.
The kind of stuff where you look at it and you go, you must be lying on that packet. There's no way that's only 500 calories.
Mm. Oh yeah, well they just make the cheese out of paint and shit like that. Just cheat their way around it.
Yeah.
You ever had vegan cheese?
Aye.
Stinking.
Never had it, mate.
So you boys are in there just the way we were talking, bench press?
So we did that one.
Aye.
We did that one. And then we did that one.
Yeah.
And then did that one.
Yeah.
What was the other one? There was another one we did as well. That one there.
Oh, why? Both sides? 10 each side.
10 each side?
12 each side? 3 sets of 12.
That's what I said.
Racking it up.
I did a bit of that stuff. And he did some of it. Right there, I think.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's good, like.
Yeah. Ready for the day?
Yeah, 100%.
There's people TikToking in there?
There actually was.
Yeah.
Did you see that whole craze online where, like, girls are setting up cameras and then catching guys, like, perving on them? And then it got really out of hand where it was just a fella walking past and looking over and keep him walking. And they're like, that's fucking pig.
Yeah.
It's filming me. And she's there in like skin colored fucking leggings.
I seen that video actually. The guy goes over to us for the barbell. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. And she's like, this guy is fucking making me feel uncomfortable in the gym. But he was literally like looking over to see if she was done with the thing. He probably had an alligator at the hoop too. Like,
I mean, you have a wee quick fucking.
You look at everyone's dick and balls and ass and tits and everything in the gym.
The amount of times
are you there?
The amount of times I've been caught in the gym looking at muscly dudes and there's a hot girl there and I'm like, just shape your mom.
Nudging her in the tit. Oh. Here, look at the fucking dick in this boy.
Well, would you get off on a wee minute? Look at him.
Oh, if there was dudes walking in like grey sweatpants, you'd definitely you'd have a gander. Like.
Yeah, 100%.
I saw this thing of like, this girl had like a baiting tweet where she was like, guys don't look good in grey sweatpants, prove me wrong. And it was just so she had an excuse to have this fucking timeline of cock.
Dude's fucking.
There was one dude, right, and he's going through like just like a Walmart or whatever in America wearing these grey sweatpants, put the camera up here and the cock was swinging about as he was going down the aisles.
I love it.
Soft too?
For an afternoon.
Hanging dead.
I'd love it like that.
Imagine being soft. Imagine being big soft. Can't relate.
You're not big and soft?
Nah. Well, the one where a bit of blood gets thrown, dude, it's like a flump.
Like, I love how you said that at the very end of a breath.
It's like someone put a fucking steel pipe in a flump, you know?
Oh, my ribs are coming.
Twisty and pink.
What's the element?
Yellow?
Comes in a bag. Comes on a side.
Sometimes they aim for the bag. No.
I've seen a video where a guy, you know, had a serious fucking meat pack down the front. And he would just secretly film people. He would sit in the train. He was probably sitting in the train, just hogged out down one side. And everyone was like, just what, fucking eyeball on the cock.
I would do the phone one. I'd be like, put my phone here and then gandering over.
Right, I've been phone like that.
Yeah.
Are you looking at my penis?
Fair play to you, lad. Some wang.
Fair play to you, big shooter.
That's some cock you have, boy.
I nearly would.
Fuck
you know,
me,
just...
cowboy.
Huh? Where'd you read that thing?
What do you feed that?
What's the weather like up there? Don't know what that means. What? Do you play basketball? I've no idea what I mean, but... I used to do material, but...
Just Rocco, good to meet you.
How's yourself, Jeff?
Speaking of rocks, Jesus Christ.
It's an iPhone 12.
No, what's that in the Slazengers?
Pro Max.
Here you get protein pepperonis now.
You ever got a cramp on that thing? I told you about when I used to go to jiu-jitsu, there was a fella... He coughed. I used to go to jiu-jitsu and there was a guy who had a big, big fiery red ginger pipe on him. And he would get changed. I swear to God, this motherfucker would come out of the shower, swinging all over the shop, pink, angry.
Aye, inflamed.
Yeah, sort of pubes like your beard. Thick, bit ginger, bit auburn.
Aye.
And he would dry off, put the work shirt on, put the tie on, put the socks on, cock still out, and then like take out like a wee prep meal in a lunchbox and fucking eat the pasta and all.
Dong out.
Ah, like, Jesus
he knew
Christ.
Rightly, like,
nah.
He knew
but
rightly.
Even that, get that's that a fire and rocket away.
That's beyond of a big, that's perversion at that point. Like,
unless
it?
It's like, you know, a girl, you got like massive tits and you're like, it's such a shift tucking these away every time. Maybe it's just like, every last minute I can have it swinging, eat my lunch. And aye. Then when I'm heading back to work, I fucking roll it up like a sleeping bag. And
but at least have the decency to have a good old pipe in you.
Oh, he did. It was fucking, it was aggressive.
Oh, it was just fiery red, but it was big.
Oh, it was like, yeah, it was very intimidating.
Fuck, good for him.
You know what it's like? It's like anyone else's fully erect, veiny cock just hanging dead.
I ever seen one like a guy beside me took a piss and I was like, that's my dick hard.
Is that what you said to him?
Yeah. Because it was
that's my dick hard.
No, I said, that's my dick hard because it was that good looking.
That's my dick hard now. Now I can't piss.
That reminds me of my man's funeral.
Your piss goes from a solid stream to.
They should normalize that. You know the way girls go in the toilets and they're like, God, you look gorgeous and all. You should normalize fellas being at the urinals being like, fucking hell,
where are you?
Fucking hell, man.
I remember hearing a story, and it might be one of them urban myth fucking old school joke things, but there was a guy who notoriously had like the biggest dick in Lurgan.
That's a Roald Dahl book.
Was he in the.
And his now.
Was he in the paper and all?
James McGinty had the biggest dick in Lurgan.
He was in the Lurgan Mail, but they spelled it M-A-L-E.
Just a quiet news week, and he's just standing there like caught a salmon.
James and the Giant Peace.
Fantastic Mr. Cox.
Free Roald Dahl.
Yeah. Is he in a bit of bother? Is he cancelled? Why?
Willy Wonka. Sorry.
Does he hate Jews or something? What's the deal with Dahl?
Well, that's standard, but I
what's
think...
What's the deal with Dahl?
They like looked at his books and was like, oh, there's some problematic stuff on here. So they're now taking his books and they're rewriting them and taking it all out.
What's the problematic bit? N-bombs all over.
I couldn't bear reading the article. I just seen the tweet.
Where's Roald Dahl and Ball?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. What, I don't know why. The next year, yeah,
I'm gonna Google that. Chat amongst yourselves.
Why is Roald Dahl and Bar?
Fucking
what's your thoughts on cancel culture, Mick?
Oh, just a second.
Do your fucking tits in, wouldn't it?
Roll? Cancel all culture. Fuck it.
I saw that.
R-O-A-L-D.
Me typing.
What are you giggling at, man? Why, fucking spelling,
like,
you
why,
bastard?
Why is Roald Dahl cancelled 40 years after he died? Like,
I type like fucking Stevie Wonder.
I think Jenkins is people that are just like running out of things. So they're like, who else could you look at here? See if they've done something wrong.
They're probably fucking trying to find a way to sell more Roald Dahl books and just going, you know what we should do? To call the Oompa Loompas little people and fucking say Charlie Bucket's family all have disability.
There's one we missed. Medilda.
That's the Australian version.
Medilda. Red boy. Angela Y.
Medilda fell out of my asshole. I didn't even fucking feel it.
I farted out a dick loud of air. A cock's worth of anal burps.
Matilda.
Just shot a fucking spunk mortar. I fought that last night. So much cum came out of me ass, the lights went out.
The character Augustus Gloop in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is no longer called Fat.
Is he going to be called a plus size Gloop?
Instead, he's called
Augustus Gloop is what you leave on the bed after you played with Matilda.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I thought he was dropping M-bombs and all. It's literally... It's literally like, instead of being called small men, Oompa Loompas are now being called small people. I mean, he was fucking doing his best.
Aye, he's fucking right. I mean, they're orange. No one even brings that up.
I know.
Do, but he don't.
Oompa Loompa, doobity doo. This all started because of me too. Did you ask for consent?
I'll get Charlie Bucket's down with
him. That's what I'm telling you.
Him stealing the DLA.
I'm dodging DLA till he gets to go to the chocolate factory the way in.
What a fucking loser.
Shop for me. We're going to the factory.
Why are you on DLA, Dad? Baby, fuck up.
Imagine too, like, you never think of at the end of that film they give him the chocolate factory and you're like, I'm 12 and I have to run a full business.
Just twiddling his thumbs going, what is that?
You know what I mean? Five people have died in here in 24 hours. What the fuck am I going to do with the bodies?
Well, I'm going to pay to
Arias. I didn't even need that walk.
Willy Wonka, the chocolatier pedophile.
Are we really drinking this chocolate because there was a boat in it? There was a boat in it a second ago.
Yeah, they happen to see it. He comes around to the chocolate factory.
Is this ever clean?
That's fucking phenomenal.
Anyway, tell me about there's a fella with the biggest dick in Lurgan?
Oh, yeah, new top.
I rolled out. It's not the more years funny part. There was a guy in Lurgan apparently had he thought he had the biggest dick in Lurgan. So he sees the guy with the biggest dick in Lurgan go for a piss. He went in the bathroom beside him, looks at the guy's dick and went, it's not that fucking big. And the fella went, I've only got half of it out. And then pulled the rest of this fucking schlong out. That's just a story I heard in a bar one night. And I believe that, man.
I was like, this sounds like a folklore tale, but I could believe that happened.
Yeah.
Is that when your dick's that big, you can just reach down and be like, where's the top end of this? And just pull enough out to piss?
Oh, yeah. I've never
and it's like a U bend. Like
it takes ages.
Imagine being able to scoop out your dick. Can't relate. I pulled the trousers down and straight out.
I've had to yank it out a couple of times.
Caught the zipper?
Don't make a show of me, you cunt. Get out here. Well, he's all...
No.
That's an awkward look at the urinal.
Come on, you now.
The Chinook.
I've told you many times about me touching my dick against the back of the urinal in...
Remember the time you touched the back of your dick against the back of me?
Oh, that was...
We were pissing outside. Yeah, just walked by me and went, it's my dick on your back.
I don't know why I had so much back out. Why did you have
my
so
jeans
much
fell down and fucking... Just something you left your top off.
Mickey got back.
Tell you what, it was a cold night and I went, I've never felt closer to anyone, it's lovely. I was like, do that again.
Oh, nice warm dick in your back.
Oh, it was lovely.
Friendship upgrade.
It was lovely, it was like being spooned but standing up. I never got to be a wee spoon before. It was like, this is as close as I'm going to get. Took a selfie and all, stand there a minute.
I mean, no one's going like, why were two grown men pissing outside? Was it a house party? You know, in Belfast, the Belfast houses have like a small area you put your bin in?
Yeah.
That's just for pissing, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's for nothing else.
I saw a video of this is so kind of related. A doll taking a shite outside of Taco Bell, but like at the business beside of the shutters down, and it was absolutely horrific.
Show me. Can you pull it up?
Can you get that?
Well, I mean, that's the fucking that's the if you're gonna eat Taco Bell, you're gonna be shitting pretty shortly after.
Oh, would you look up Taco Bell shit?
Aye. I've seen a funny
the
video.
Taco Bell shit, it strikes again. See?
Third time this week.
Police are back.
Coincidence or no?
The last seen in Prospect Park at 4 o'clock. Afterwards, had a chicken quesadilla. Someone doesn't add up right here, boys.
We don't know what's going on. Chief, someone's wiped the records.
No. Nobody needs to shit this much.
It was you all along, Wonka.
I believe someone's getting a little brown envelope here.
Chocolate my ass.
Something about this stinks, boys.
I see a video. Someone caught on their Ring camera a cat having diarrhea. Have you seen that?
No.
Someone's Ring camera was activated and this cat's just sitting with his tail out and just goes... And then just walks off.
Actual Ring camera.
I once saw my dog have diarrhea, and he looked at me as if he was going, "What's happening to me?"
Oh yeah,
he was totally like, "What is this?
What's happening to me?
I'm sick." So I didn't find the video, but I did find this deserves far more. This one got 3 likes on Twitter. This girl goes, "My whole squad like Taco Bell. We some shit starters."
I've never had Taco Bell.
It's good. It's
Is Taco Bell in the UK the same as the one in America? No.
Oh, you wouldn't allow the stuff that they eat over here. But it's the same of all, like most American chains, when they come over here, there's a bunch of shit they can't have in the food because it will kill you.
Aye.
But it's delicious. You know.
Have you had a Wendy's?
Yes.
What's it like?
Delicious.
You had a Popeye's chicken?
Yes. No KFC.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
Not in my opinion. But the KFC out there is stinking.
Aye. You had a doctor?
What's that?
A doctor?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he got him. Oh, he got him.
Quack, quack, Bart.
Yeah, have you had a Scooby Doo?
What a Scooby Doo?
A reggae?
You say a reggae?
That's what he says. Reggae?
Reggae?
Scooby, what's your favorite sauce? Reggae?
Shaggy is a standard white guy that loves reggae.
Like Shaggy is a reggae artist.
I wasn't him.
Why are all the famous reggae boys white?
I deserve way more.
Oh, sorry, what's a mean joke?
Fucking two Philistines. It's as if he's not even an artist anymore. And they go back to shit movies. Somebody got shit in their Taco Bell or what?
No, so much shit outside the Taco Bell, but it was like, I couldn't believe that it was on Twitter. Like, the amount of shit you see get pulled off that site.
Oh, well, now Elon Musk took over. Like, it's all fucking...
Oh, Twitter's mental these days. It's all...
Twitter has porn, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. What are you talking about?
I know,
listen to him. Listen to him.
I'm full-blown, like...
What do you think it exists for?
Should be called Twatter.
Tweeting your thoughts.
There was definitely, like, there was a point where they took a little porn off Twitter, wasn't there?
I don't know. Mine's rife. Rife with it.
Oh.
It's street fights and porn on mine.
I have a lot of street fights on mine.
I'm going to have to go back on Twitter.
Fight Haven. This is the account, yeah.
And they're they'll show, like, they don't even, like, have any outrage in the comments. So there'll be, like, a video of, like, a fucking 18-year-old in a secondary school, you know, picking a first year up and slamming him under the floor and, like, paralyzing him. And they'll be like, "Damn, that was clean."
Yeah,
no, they're not. They don't even write like this is a disgrace. They're just like, "Oh, see the way that guy smacked that waitress and she went unconscious. Ooh, man's got hands."
Yeah, someone legit dies, and they're like, "Nothing but net, lad." Man
yourself from downtown. That's fucking terrible.
I love fighting. Like, I love watching the sport of fighting. But see, like, violence in the street or something. Oh, fucking makes me sick.
The one that I always liked was, remember the one where, like, was it some Russian guy? He was a boxer, and two lads. One of them slapped his girlfriend's ass or something in the park, and he just beats the fuck out of him, but like with very clean boxing.
Yeah,
he looks like a character of fucking Grand Theft Auto, like a proper Russian track suit.
Does it show, like, the girlfriend's arse getting slapped and then?
I can't remember if the slap or ass just said something.
Saying these all have like backstories, but it could just be that cunt's unhinged and he's just throwing Russian hands.
I know there was definitely, you see them, like, they're walking past and then fucking
right, okay,
something happens and he fucking knocks one of them out with two punches. The other guy comes at him, he fucking puts him down. And the first guy gets up, but he looks like, do you know those punch bags you got as a kid? Like a sand on the bottom, then just fucking air. Like,
I had one stone cold.
And he just goes back at him, just knocks him out again, and you're like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's nice. Have you seen the one where calm.com, guys? Some mornings you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or you have a long day at work and there's still more to do when you get home. Maybe you've been feeling like you just can't catch a break. We never know what type of day we'll have, but Calm can help you handle every day. Guys, it's the Calm app. It's the best app out there for wellness, for mindfulness, for staying calm, for getting in control of your thoughts and your life. My guys, Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Their guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions are all designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. Do you know how many people use this? Over 100 million people around the world use Calm. Even if you've never meditated before, you'll get support you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. The sleep stories, which I highly recommend, help you drift off quickly to recharge your brain, and they're also great for getting the kids to calm their minds at night so you can rest assured they're getting the sleep they need. We use the nighttime stories. I haven't heard a full one yet. I fall asleep immediately. If you go to calm.com/banter, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm Premium subscription, and new content is added every single week. So relax, Calm's got everything you need for a happier, healthier you. Guys, calm.com/banter. Stay calm, stay focused, stay mindful. Wellness. Now back to the podcast. Something similar happens. Two guys say something to the girl. The guy turns around to slab her like that. One of the other guys comes at him, and the girl just goes bang, bang, and like knocks two girls out. Yeah.
Class.
Then you might be able to take a swing with your left hand. You confuse the fuck out of me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't throw both hands at the one time.
I'll teach you.
Well, no one does in a fight, like.
No, but like, right. As in 1-2 combo piece, couldn't do that. I'd have to use the right solely, and then I don't know.
Use the left for howling them.
Kick him in the balls.
Oh,
are you gonna do the next boxing?
I don't know. I think so.
How are you feeling, Mick, after your boxing? Feeling good?
1-0.
Victorious one. 1-0, Bartlett.
Victorious.
I fucking for a full week it was just buzzing. It's a real different type of fucking like buzz off it.
Yeah. See like, everybody that fought that night. See when they went to Pugs after, everybody was like beside themselves.
Yeah.
Like people come through the door, Haggerty come through, and he's like, "Hey, man, what's cracking?" Everyone was like, absolutely fucking.
It was
buzzing.
A real fucking like. There's a real bonding thing about it. Like, it all sounds real fucking. Because, like, I've never in my life felt closer to Mark McCartney.
Really?
Like, proper fucking. Because at the end, we were watching Paddy and Roland's fight. And I was standing watching McCartney come out. I was like, Will, what's crack? And I put my arm around him. And then I realized we've been standing here like this for 2 rounds of boxing.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is real nice.
Love that.
Had a bath together. I've never been more relaxed in my life. What I tell you about, like, so I had fucking. We went to the. Mark and Keezy were sharing a room, but they got upgraded, so the big bath in it. Oh, McCartney was like, we're having a bath, like, I was 100%. But I had no fucking extra cacks with him, so I was like, I'm just going to get in the nip and nobody's looking. So I just filled the bath with the bubbles, jumped in the fucking bath. McCartney gets in his cacks, and he's like, Bartlett, are you in the nip? And I was like, hi. And he goes, is that my toe in your gooch? I was like, yes, it is. And he just went, right. And the two of us just kept drinking Prosecco.
That's fucking great.
You can't toe another man's gooch.
Fucking you've never felt friendship like
even friends.
Cock in the back, toe in the gooch.
I know. Fuck, I love being a comedian.
He's like, Bartlett, is my toe in your gooch? You're like, nah.
Don't move it.
Not a bath bomb. Why is the hiss not me? Just inviting you in.
Oh god, would you do the next one?
I think so. Like, I would fly back for it. Like, definitely.
It was fucking really, really good crack, and it's like. Even the fucking training with an end goal is nice. Do you know what I mean? There's I fucking loved it. I'd do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Would you have enjoyed yourself as much if you didn't win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because again, it was kind of like I didn't really give a fuck about winning. It was like I wanted to look like I was a boxer, like I'm training. I didn't want to win. I'm just fucking throwing digs. So it was like as long as I
put on
look like
show.
I threw a couple of fucking like a cool looking fight.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
Weirdly, the nerves of it when you're like going down to the ring, it was like it did feel like doing a big stand-up gig. I don't know if I'm just used to that's how where I point my nerves.
Yeah,
but you just get dead focused.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, doing big gigs probably helped. You know, if you're one of the comedians who hasn't done big gigs like that, maybe you're like, you know, like just even walking out in front of that many people.
It'd be sensory overload like that.
It's weird. Like, you know, I was just there watching and then got called down to commentate in your fight. And just even, see, just even walking down through the room when everyone's focused on one point, you know, it's a wee bit like, oh, fuck. Even though you've done big gigs where everyone's there just to watch you, but it's like, you're like, oh, fucking people have been exposed here.
A completely different atmosphere too, because even, I remember Senator McCartney and Shane came at that point as well, where because people have been drinking and watching fighting.
Oh, they were a lot of thirsty.
They're fucking out. You're like, man, we need to get the fuck out of here.
The crowd were
like,
feral.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, fucking nuts.
Sure, there's fights in the crowd at those events all the time.
Aye.
Did you see the fights at the darts?
Oh my god, that was
all
fucking...
Because people are getting fucking hammered, and then all it takes is like someone to stagger past with a beer and glug a wee bit over.
The fights at the darts was another one where a woman was kicking the fuck out of people. You're like, she can fucking... Oh, that girl's done about a Tae Bo.
Did she throw a 180? No.
You see, there was one woman in the clip I seen. She was, you know, she was standing for a second, the bag and the coat and all, watching the fights, and then she was like, "Oh well, here we go." And coat off, and then
where did I see one recently?
Fuck me.
And it was fucking terrifying. I don't know if it was at darts. It looked like it was in the foyer of a hotel, but it was definitely here. Yeah. And there's some guy. He's doing that usual, like just a big guy. He's in a tux, but he's took the bow tie off.
Yeah.
Clip. Right. And he's just punching into a crowd. And you can see there's like waves of people being like, "Whoa, fuck, I can't down. And then this girl grabs a crutch off somebody and goes to hit him with it. And I think the crutch breaks, and then he just like fucking chins her. And he hits this woman so hard, she goes like full straight.
Oh yeah.
Like just dunk. That's and the, then down.
That's she the, was gay, was she?
Punches she like cock.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When he's going to the darts, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go see it, like, because it, to me, as an event, doesn't make sense.
It's, I would go if it was like, if we were allowed to go and stand behind the fucking dartboard and look out.
The way you do other gigs where you can watch from the side of the stage.
Yeah, I wouldn't fucking go in the middle.
Because anything that's like a drinking culture, like that's a pub game, like.
Yeah.
Upscaled to a fucking arena. Right. So it's a nightmare. It's a disaster, like.
Is there a thing,
we're all built like darts players.
Yeah.
Right, very true. Is there a thing that I heard? Is are snooker allowing people?
No debate about that whatsoever. We all just moved on very quickly.
But they're not eating protein bars with birthday cake in them.
Right. Yeah.
Did you ever see the stats on Andy Fordham? He went to a wedding one time, apparently, and had 72 pints.
Is that the bloke that did Celebrity Fat Club? Or
I lost a pile of weight. Yeah, he had to. Like, I mean, the guy was like fucking, you know, he'd be standing there with the dart and the watch would be just like, digging into his fucking arm. There's like fat rolls coming over either side, and he's just like, dunk.
I remember seeing that one where like pints? There was something like he'd had fucking 24 beers before he won the fucking
them boys don't stop, and then their whole life is like exhibitions. So they'll be like, Andy Fordham's coming to our club, which is probably in a wee clubhouse with a bar, you know, that everyone fucking plays against him for the crack, and he's just getting fed pints, and then on the next one.
Is he still kicking?
I don't know, he probably is still about now. He definitely like
72 pints.
He definitely hit that point where he had to like fucking do something.
Jesus, thanks.
That's like Andre the Giant. Like, would you ever hear the one about Andre the Giant? Like drinking the same sort of fucking like 3 crates of beer and not even getting drunk.
Well, he had that thing where it was like his organs were too big.
Aye. Gigantism. Like actual fucking.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because he would, his diet, what was it again? He was like eating and shit like that.
I can't remember the diet, but I just remember hearing about the fucking beers and being like,
this is what girls wish they had when you lose the weight and keep the tits.
Jesus Christ. You'd book a life out of him.
I mean, he's absolutely glorious hair. There he is when he lost a rake of weight.
Whoa.
And then we'll get one.
He looks like fucking...
Check the hard drive, Martin.
There he is in his prime.
He looks like Eric Clapton.
Eric what?
Eric Clapton.
I think he said Eric Clapped. Eric Clapped out. Look at the ham hocks on this motherfucker. Look, there's
his arms are as big as your legs.
That's there, a full Christmas dinner right
there's
there.
There's prime Ford. Where's he throwing that to the moon? There he is. There. Look at the watch. Bro, look at the watch. That's my favorite. Just absolutely straining, bro. He passes away.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, he's dead.
When did he die? Oh, that skinny thing wasn't weight loss at all, was it?
No, it definitely was. Rest in peace, Andy Ford.
Right off that dart, he's throwing that at a 180 degree angle.
Look at the watch just digging, man.
His tattoo doesn't fit him.
Isn't it funny the way they always have something? Like the hair is luxurious, man. The hair.
Lord, give it the Lord, take it away. Like my hair's shite, but not the rest of it.
You gotta be so, you can't have it all. You can't have your cake and eat it like he did.
He had everybody's cake.
Look at the wee shoes.
It looks like you put Barbie shoes on a person.
Hey, he's got hose though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, why?
He's like, got them ports, like, Andy,
do you want to stand up for this photo? He's like, I fucking can't.
Got my more. My tits are bigger than yours.
Got more in my cup. What's he got on?
I wonder, are they zooming in there?
I want to say they're probably New Balance.
They're chunky dunks.
The fat boy move.
Get the newbies on for the comfort
of the barbecue.
But here he's killing it. No, man. Luxurious hair.
Where did he die then?
I like them better fat. That must be the saddest thing to hear if you lost the pound.
I would love to see what his arms look like. Do you know, there must be loose skin in them arms too. Like,
probably. I think he kept
like one of them flan squirrels.
I didn't know we would be this far in the podcast and going on a deep dive on Andy Fordham.
I like it though. I'm all about it.
What a fucking, it is hilarious to be amazing at something like darts.
Yeah.
Aye.
Do you know? I spent my whole life just going, who said that? Was it like Ronnie O'Sullivan, the snooker player? He's like, that's a fucking shit life, this. Just playing, just your whole life doing this.
Aye.
You know, sitting in a smoky pub, fucking knocking balls into a hole, my whole life. Like,
it's all shit. Jobs are shit.
Jobs are shit.
You mean a comedian's a nightmare, isn't it?
We were talking about that yesterday, the time. That was like the time I went to CBT, which was like at the most stressful time of my life. That's just went. I told you this about the fucking, and the guy was like a full heap of shit. And I couldn't trust him.
The fucking like, therapist.
I'm the therapist. But I was telling him.
Maybe you get the end of the session, you're like, you're
right. That's exactly it. Here we go.
You're taking notes. Uh-huh. How'd that make you feel?
I skipped out of the place. Maybe that's his whole fucking technique. Yeah. But on the way in, he was at the vending machine getting the Fanta.
What's his website? www.couldbeworse.com.
Yeah. Couldbeme.com. But I go, he gets a Fanta on the way up, and then he's sitting there, and I was telling him all the shit.
It's hard to be sad about Fanta too.
Oh,
I had to tell him all the shit was going on and all the stuff, and he goes, is it extra stress now just that you're like in charge of things? Like you're the boss of these things that you have to run, and it's constant responsibility. And I was like, that could be it, you know, it's one of the many things that's going on. And he goes, because like jobs are shit. He goes, I do this, and it's rewarding a wee bit, but for the most part, shit. Doing paperwork, shit. I do the odd talk the odd time. See the rest of the time. I fucking hate it. And then he slurped the Fanta and went like this. And I was just like, I'm out of here, man. I gotta go, bro.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, thanks.
I feel better already.
Yeah.
You walk out
scared. And I don't know what to do with those dosses and scrambled eggs.
Niles? Can we start calling you Niles?
Yeah. Niles.
We Niles in the corner. Oh fuck, man. Do we have questions? I think we do have questions. What's a fem cell? Do we look that up ever? We know what an incel is. A guy who's, what is it? Involuntary
celibate.
And then he hits women because
and it's like, this is your fault.
I suppose yard is still the same then. Is it incel genderless? Gender neutral?
Ooh. Involuntary fem cell, involuntary celibate, not necessarily celibate, but tends to blame all men for their struggles in relationships instead of themselves.
Oh, so a typical woman then? All right.
Slip it.
Massage that. For a change, it's usually dry. That's nice. I learned fucking Kembo's working, but
if you have any problems in the world, it's your fault. And if you roll with that thesis, you'll be all good.
A therapist on you the world of good.
Oh,
100%.
Is that Fanta?
Feeling
jobs
sad.
Are shit!
Burn your gums with nicotine.
I'm genuinely bleeding.
I'm fucking, I can't stop vaping. I don't even like it.
Let me see if there's any questions up in this motherfucker.
Oh, fuck, my head's sore.
Who would you fight in the next boxing? Who are you fighting in the next boxing? Paddy McDonald?
Apparently. That's been the chat.
Tight shift.
Not for me.
Not for who?
I beat him like I'm butter and bread.
Why?
With one hand. What? The other hand, eating a bit of toast. I don't know.
Got any recommendation for comedy gigs in New York City or Boston?
New York Comedy Club and the Cellar.
Oh.
Those are the main ones, I'd say.
Okay. Not many porn questions in this. Oh, here, what's your opinions on Hot Water Comedy Club starting a monthly gig at the Limelight?
Who the fuck do you think you are? Coming into my town.
Will you fuck up, Toif?
You gotta come in here. It's my Toif.
My Toif?
Yeah. The toy fairy. She brings you money when your toy falls out.
What I imagine is people are going to expect Paul Smith to be at every single yeah. one of them. Cool.
I just roughed it there into the mic, sorry.
To the audio. What of the last? When's Lent? When does Lent start?
I think it was yesterday.
With all the ashy heads. Aye. Did Biden have that?
Spot the take.
But they said something about Biden turning up to speak in Ukraine or something, and it'll be black mark on his head. He goes, he's got a visible bruise. And I was like, he's probably just got the eyelashes on the look.
In fairness, he probably did just bump into an ashtray. Like, yeah. He is gone.
Oh, he is.
That man.
Every time he gets in, like, up the stairs into the plane, my brain plays the Jackass theme song.
You're going to be young and you got to be tough.
Hi, I'm Joe Biden. This is getting out of bed in the morning.
The guy's
Kamala Harris being like, the stunt's performed by Joe Biden. We're performing professionals.
Fair now, now. It's him having diarrhea in a B&Q. You know, like they used to do that. Like, shite in a display toilet. Oh, here we go again.
All the stunts he does are just by ass. Just gets hit by a boat. Yeah. I don't know where I was.
In a wheelchair, just rolls into a fucking electric fence.
Oh, God.
Just drinking horse cum, thinking it's milk.
Oh, green meat. God love that crap.
God rest him. So Lent started yesterday?
No.
Yeah. You going off anything?
Catholicism.
No.
And off at 8 years in a row.
What happened 8 years ago?
I don't really have anything funny about that. I just haven't been a Catholic for a long time, to be honest with you. All right, now. I don't think I ever did Lent, even when it was like practicing. I think 1 year I went off crisps. But then I didn't have any of my own money, so I had to stop buying crisps, so technically I didn't.
Is the loophole you get a break on St. Patrick's Day?
I think that's just how people get away drinking. Like, yeah.
You going off anything?
Riding. Flat out.
We were joking last night, like, no matter how much riding you were getting, it still wouldn't affect the number of wanks you need in a day.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You got to meet the quota.
Yeah. 100%. As a wise man once said, riding's all well and good. There's nothing beats the real thing.
Shout out Connor Case.
Connor Case.
Oh, you can't ride in your seat. Well, you can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can.
And we can't. It's our bellies.
You need the big. You need the big black pipe from earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Not my.
If I lay on my side and brought my knees up, the dick's gone.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
The dick just back inside itself, like a fucking.
I remember going out with a girl one time. She was like, I love having sex on my side, and I was like, we may as well break up because I know for a fact it won't work.
Do you still have her number?
No. She's dead now. Actually.
Okay.
Killed herself because she was so upset.
She died alone on her side.
Yeah. Just waiting
with an empty hole.
Open casket. Wake her. Just
on its side.
She got a
like
job.
A cat box.
She got a job in a brothel and died of starvation. Because no man can do that.
What's the catering at brothels like?
Why? Are you going? Is that your excuse? If you're caught in a brothel, I want to hear from the buffet. They do a lovely popcorn chicken.
Where's the goujons at?
Oh, you pay extra for the goujons?
That's the name of one of the girls.
If you go to a brothel and there's breadcrumbs, get the fuck out.
But syphilis and panko.
Oh, fucking Hansel and Gretel your way in there. Like. Find your way home using these.
What the fuck eat?
They should at least give you a mint on the way out. Get that taste
out of you. Guys. I'm going off podcasting for Lent.
I always thought a brothel was a place where you made soup. I suppose you do, in a way.
That's absolutely the worst food in a brothel.
I think you just made £1 million. A brothel and serves you soup.
Brothel broth.
Brothel broth brothers. It's two brothers.
Brothel broth bros.
This is getting bros. Sucked off the
cleaning your chimney.
Is that mulligatawny?
Got a fucking minestrone over here.
Stop that, Gary.
Noodle soup.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're grown men.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Best culture themed chat up lines.
Should I land?
I don't think you can beat Are You Well because you're looking well.
That's nice.
That's a nice
cue. That is poetic.
There's a charm to that.
All right.
You've had a few ones. The Wine Gums one. What else?
play.
Ah, the classic.
You like Wangos?
You my cousin? No. Want to go home? You my cousin? Yes. You want to go home?
You my cousin? Yes. My cousin? No. Oh, fuck's sake.
You can't win them all. You
got any cattle? Put it on there, make up to it. I don't know what I'm talking about now.
Do you have any land?
Frontage?
Aye. Actually, I've heard someone use that before. Like as a, you know, jokey intro into a conversation.
Do you have any land? Well, there's...
That keeper
that's
country,
the, that's in the game.
That keeper country show literally had a clip where this fucking ogre was standing with this, you know, pretty young lady. And she was like, have you got any machinery? And he's rattling off all these fucking, you know, tractors and shit. And she's
thumping herself.
Growth of the gash.
She's diddling the skittle, clean off or something.
Gash wedding.
Diddling the skittle.
John Deere!
I'd love to stay with you now, Shanice, but way home to diddle the skittle.
Shanice, you're away home to diddle your skittle.
Way home left to the slurry tank here.
Sorry, the guest room calls.
Do the parents have any...
Sorry. He's not well.
If these walls could talk, they'd shout help.
What did I say to you last night? Were we high last night or something?
What did you say?
I said...
Were we smoking weed last night?
No,
but it was like we were. I said,
imagine you the phrase if these walls could talk, and I was like, imagine your walls could talk, and you found out they were like neo-Nazis.
If your walls
could talk in that guest room, like,
I was like, imagine your walls could talk when you lived in a chalet a bungalow, you couldn't understand the word they were saying. Fucking walls speaking French.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Moved into this 1930s Gothic noir house. It's quite nice. What are the walls like?
Got a bed, see? Sleep tight. Good to see you, Chief Bartlett.
Someone shit the Taco Bell. It's caused quite a ruckus in the tuckus.
What a day.
Did you hear what some dame loose the caboose outside the Taco Bell?
Nice broad you got there, Bartlett.
Show him about the ass.
I like rhythm.
fucking hell. Do the parents have any strange habits you can't understand?
My ma had this thing during lockdown where she kept ringing the doorbell just to make sure it worked.
That's
and
hilarious.
I was like, two things are going wrong here, ma. Like, it's lockdown, so nobody's coming around. Plus, all your mates are dead. So... No, that doorbell's never going to be wrong. Like,
yeah. What jingle does she have on it?
Oh, but she's
what a thing to say to your mom. All your friends are dead.
About four times a day, you'd be in the house and hear ding dong, ding dong. Like, and you'd just be going, I'm going to fucking stab you. Like,
yeah.
It's like
that bit I showed you, that fella, Brent Sagalow, where he's like, his mom has a doorbell. And it's like, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. And he's like, the house is a shithole. So he's like, it should be just a woman who smoked Marlboro Reds for 40 years going,
what?
We might have to fucking put these headphones off this clip. You seen this? I'm going to have to show you separately, Mick. Listen to the audio on this. I've seen it, actually. You fucking listen. Say romance is dead. Hear it?
Nope.
Tulips,
you fucking
bloom. Tulips, you fucking bloom.
Yes.
Now get your tulips right now. I got you a fucking car, Mel.
I stopped at the garage there. Get them knickers off.
I'm gonna shave myself.
You heard of Cupid's bow? There's my bell in.
Tulips, you fucking bloom.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm hard as fuck, mom.
Oh, Jesus.
Talk about the wee girl who claims she's Madeleine McCann. What do you think? Have you seen this, McCann?
I've seen that, aye.
Your cousin, is it?
Madeleine McCann? Excuse me.
Can't find a way back home, folks.
I mean, it's definitely not.
Yeah. She's got the wee eye thing. That's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's about it.
No, the way Madeleine McCann, what's it called? The wee.
It's like the coloured bit of your eye has like a wee defect where it's like the pupil bit looks like it's bleeding into the colour. I explained that well. Medical? Much?
You've been to therapy.
But yeah, it's just. Hey, and it's shit. Jobs are shit.
Madeline, life shit. Stop complaining.
Madeline, have a Fanta and fuck up with you.
Fanta's are shit. Fanta's are
shit. I'd leave. Voluntarily.
Portugal shit.
Portugal is shit.
Have you been to Portugal?
No, but my dad has, and he hated
it. Like, why? Because he lost your sister.
All you do is lose children right there. The pints are there.
Like fucking bars of soap are slipping through your fingers.
But I didn't get a fake Real Madrid top right now.
You can't lock the children up in the apartment and go for dinner for front of them being stole every fucking lever and center.
It's Tara.
You can't even abandon your children in fucking Portugal. Sort of shitholes.
Oh, he blessed himself. The Catholic side came through for a split second.
The mouth of Lent.
You're trans fucking sectarian. What do you identify as? Anytime he feels bad, he's like, oh, Jesus.
That was involuntary. I didn't control that.
Gave up marching for Lent.
Cut to a video of my boy being like, you better fucking get it right this time. Go down, up, left, right, and she done. He was super tag like.
Oh, he was.
And here comes the villain. His missus.
Goes in the confession box and spins around and flies out of it.
So the Clark Kent is Peele McCann. So the Superman is Padre Peele.
His fucking catchphrase, don't make me cross.
You won't like me when I'm raging.
Oh, that's 10 out of 10.
R.I.P. Big man. Oh, fuck.
Your ma's in the corner. Shh, shh, shh.
And he's like, I see it. My powers, they're weakening.
It's a kryptonite.
Someone playing a flute.
Aye.
He just starts sizzling.
You've been fooled all along, Super Tag. You thought you were coming to the St. Patrick's Day parade. Actually, I brought you to the 12th of July.
Someone throws a little sash on him. He's like, ah! Big red burn.
That's
good times, though. Well, get out of here. We're not going to top that, are we? Fuck's sake here. Cheers for listening, guys. Where are you doing any big gigs?
Waterfront, 17th of October. Oh, no, 13th of October. And the Millennium Forum, 7th of October.
Australia?
Australia. I'm going to Australia 9th of April. And then I'm going to the Edinburgh Fringe in August as well.
Nice. Big gig coming up.
Waterfront Hall, 24th of June. Please buy a fucking ticket.
Buy a ticket.
Buy both.
Buy one time.
Buy both one time.
I have big shows coming out. I haven't released it yet. So keep your eyes peeled. That's how for now. We're out of here. Cheers, boys. Cheers now.
Cheers, lads.
Yeah!
Will you fuck off,
that was lovely.